This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yep. Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering your favorite broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. We really appreciate all the effort you put into making USA Prepares as good as we can possibly make it. Kyle's with us today. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vance. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. So, Kyle, you had a suggestion, and you get the full credit for this. You suggested that why don't we take calls and talk about whatever preparedness questions that our class may have. And I thought, what a great idea. So, I don't think we've ever done that. So, here we are breaking new ground. So, kind of like open lines, but about preparedness, okay? Please stay in the preparedness aisle, class. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. In the meantime, Kyle and I have a lesson prepared for you. We haven't discussed it other than the topic, and that topic is the continuation of the tire class. And we're going to be talking about tires and wheels, and things that go wrong, and things that probably the guy, and guy is generic, meaning guy or gal, who mounts your tire, who sells you your tire, probably doesn't even know. Okay? There are certain intricacies of tire mounting, tire wheel balancing, tire placement. How do you place that tire on the wheel? The orientation of the tire with respect to the valve stem. Is there a difference? Does it matter which way the tire goes? So let's say you put a chalk line on the outside of the tire, brand new tire, and you've got your wheel. So your wheel is without a tire, and your tire is without a wheel, and you have those two pieces. Does it make a difference where you put that tire on the wheel? So if you have a chalk line on the tire, you just draw a line anywhere and you say, okay, that's at 12 o'clock. Does it matter whether that line that you draw on that tire is pointing to the valve stem or is it irrelevant? We're going to teach you that. And I believe that's something that very few tire people even pay attention to. Kyle, do you have any comments about tires and your thoughts before we, you know, delve into the intricacies?
Can I jump off track just for a little bit, Vince?
Absolutely, absolutely. I do it all the time.
I will come back to tires, but I've been considering, and this is going to directly relate to tires, folks. Believe me, it's not going to seem like it at first, but I'm going to come back. I've been pondering and thinking about the general state of our country. And the Biden presidency. I'm going to get a little political here, but it's for a particular reason. And it really does have to come back to preparedness. So on one hand, you know, a magician likes a sleight of hand. They like to have you looking at one hand or looking at the pretty girl that's right next to them while they're doing something else with their other hand. Well, on one hand, we see Biden talking like a fool to Putin, calling him a killer, and having these negotiations with China and and getting up in their face and causing offense and all of these different things. That's one hand. On the other hand, what is he doing? He is accomplishing the communist directives for bringing a country under subjection. And that is looking like this. He is spending money, what little, if you want to call it leeway, that we have on developing a communist country. He's spending into oblivion. There's no possible way any of this could ever be paid back. And he's spending it to the point. But why would somebody do that? Because the goal of the communist agenda and the one world government agenda is to get rid of the dollar reserve status. And if that happens, because right now, think about this, everybody in the world has to spend their money to buy dollars to be able to purchase stuff on the world currency. I'm not talking blanket perfect, because there's obviously other countries that are starting to move away from the dollar. But I'm saying, generally speaking, it's trying to get rid of the reserve currency of the dollar. If that happens, they're going to be trying to go, from what I can study and see, to the SDR, special drawing rights currency. And that accomplishes, if that happens, it accomplishes two things. One, because nobody has to buy dollars anymore, we have to spend dollars to buy special drawing rights because the dollar has been so devalued. So the devaluation of the dollar is going to cause us to have to buy SDRs at a higher price. So that means overnight, by that I mean within weeks, from the time they accomplish that, we will be spending 30% to 40% more for everything, because now SDRs will be what determines the purchasability, if you'll allow me that word, of goods worldwide. Well, that accomplishes a couple of things for the communists. It accomplishes that we in this country are on the same level as the insane policies and directives of Europe, where they're paying $8-$9 a gallon for gasoline and way high prices for food. Theirs are going to go even higher. So the reason they're trying to get rid of your guns right now is so you cannot do anything about it. But it also does something else that is even more evil. It puts the entire world underneath the control of the World Bank. Everybody then is going to the World Bank to buy their SDRs, which makes them even stronger and more powerful. But how this fits into a preparedness is kind of obvious. Everything you buy, tires, I don't care, from the smallest part to the biggest part, is going to have to be bought and pay. You're going to have to pay more for it in order to purchase and have anything to be prepared for. So prepare by getting everything you can possibly afford to do before that agenda is accomplished. So that's just an exhortation there this morning to try to hopefully figure this out, and we'll go on with the tire situation. But no, Vince, I don't have any particular. You're talking about something there that I've never seen a tire guy ever orientate a tire in my life, and personally I've heard of it, but I never really thought about it. But I've never seen a guy orientate a tire specifically to the valve stem. So continue, please.
Okay. And this is this one of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is we try to dig a little deeper than just, you know, snippets and just rapid fire. So the reason that I know this is we have a tire shop, and I'm curious about everything. And if you notice, class, if you buy tires, I was talking to Jason about this. He's aware of this, that there are dots on tires on the outside. And what are they? So some tires have a yellow dot on the outside sidewall, a round yellow dot, a little smaller than a dime. And all tires that I know of have a red dot. So there's a red dot for sure and a yellow dot, maybe. Well, the red dot indicates the primary balance point of that tire. So the red is the it marks the minimum, let's see. I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this.
Minimum out of balance?
The red dot is the minimum weight point of the tire, the minimum weight point.
Okay.
So if you were to look at the, let's say you were to put the tire flat on the ground, not standing on it on the tread, but flat, and you were to suspend that tire so you could figure out where the heaviest point is. Well, the heaviest point would be opposite the red dot. So the red dot is the minimum weight point. So the idea is when you mount a tire, you want the red dot to be aligned with the heaviest point of the wheel. Now that point is where the valve stem is. Okay? That's the heaviest point of the wheel. So what you do is you simply align that red dot with the valve stem. It's as simple as that. Now there's a little slogan, red rules. Red, R-E-D, red dot, rules. Now that means if there's a yellow dot, the red dot takes precedence over the yellow dot in most cases. So the yellow dot may be at a different location. So what you do is you simply put the red dot right where the valve stem is, lined up with the valve stem. And when you do that, you will put the minimum amount of weight on the tire and the maximum weight on the wheel in the same orientation, so that when you add wheel weights to balance the tire, you add the minimum amount of wheel weights. So your tire will balance more properly, actually properly. And that's what manufacturers recommend doing. But even as a assistant service manager at a dealership, they don't teach that, right, Kyle?
No. That is totally true, Vince. I've been around it when I managed a parts store many years ago. One of the first jobs I had after my wife and I got married, the tire shop in there had 7 bays. It was huge, and we sold a ton of tires. And I never remember that. I mean, I don't remember any of that. You're teaching me something myself.
Okay, and here's another thing. So when I learned how to mount tires, one of my very first jobs after-school part-time job was working as a mechanic for Sears Roebuck and Company in their automotive center, which is across the parking lot from the big store. And when we come back, I'll tell you about balancing tires and the way we did it with a bubble balancer, which will indicate why you need to pay attention to how your tires are mounted. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, today it's going to take a little bit of thinking. I don't know if... if you can understand these concepts, if you just, you know, put us in the background. So you may have to actually pay attention to the detail of what we're talking about. So when I was trained as a mechanic at Sears Roebuck and Company back in 1970, they taught me how to balance tires. And we did not have a spin balancer. We did not have a dynamic balancer. We had a static balancer. And a static balancer is... It's that system where you take the wheel and tire assembly and you take all the wheel weights off it and you put it horizontally on this balancer. And it has a bubble in the center, kind of like a level, a 360-degree level if you look down at the bubble. And the bubble tells you where the heavy point is. So what you do is, let's say the heavy point is at 12 o'clock. We'll just say you're looking down, and if you imagine a clock, you say, okay, this is 12 o'clock. You put the wheel weights at the opposite side of the tire, okay, from the heavy point. And you use four weights. So what you do is, let's say you figure out that this tire needs 4 ounces. That's a lot of weight, and I would not want to balance a tire with 4 ounces. But let's say 4 ounces. What you do is you put two of the weights, one on top of the other, and let's say you put that at the 7 o'clock position. And you take two more weights and you put that at the 5 o'clock position. And you move them in or out so that you get that bubble to zero, to the point where the weights actually counterbalance the heavy spot on the wheel tire assembly. Now, why do you use four? Because you don't know with that type of a system where the heavy spot is. You don't know if it's at the center of the tire. You don't know if it's on the inboard side of the tire and wheel. You don't know if it's the outboard side. So you average by using four weights. And by averaging, you can kind of get that tire fairly well balanced in a static method. But that means that it's balanced when the wheel and tire are not moving. And that's the way we used to do it before we had electronic spin balancers. So it was okay, but it wasn't as good as a what's called a dynamic balance, the type of system that we use today. Kyle, do you have any comments about that kind of a system? Have you ever used that kind?
Yes, I have, Vince. It brings back a lot of memories because a long time ago when we were in the automotive class, back in high school, we had a balancer, and it was those static balancers back in the 70s. So, yeah, I agree. You're correct, exactly as usual.
Well, I don't know if I'm correct as usual, but some of the time, or part of some of the time, or maybe even most of some of part of the time. I don't know. But so it's important to balance your wheel tire assembly. Now, your wheel from the factory is out of balance. And your tire from the factory is out of balance. Now, they try to get them pretty close. They try to get them so when they spin, they don't have these out of balance conditions. But when you take an out of balance wheel, which is probably most, I would guess, except for race cars, I would say that just about every single wheel is out of balance. Even Mercedes at some point. Now, Mercedes is pretty darn good, but they're not perfect. And I don't think any wheel is perfect that's not been rebalanced for a race car use. But the tire's out of balance and the wheel's out of balance. Now, when you match them together, they're still going to be out of balance. So the idea is to minimize that out of balance condition. And that's why you put the red dot on the brand new tire to line up with the valve stem. Okay, that will minimize the out of balance condition, but the tire is not balanced yet, or the tire wheel assembly is not balanced just because you did that. Now there's another dot, the yellow dot, and that is that takes second place to the red dot in most cases. The yellow dot is the minimum radial runout point of the tire. So what that means is when you look at the tire, if you had a perfect wheel, it was perfectly round, and you mounted that tire on that perfectly round wheel and you rotated it, you would find out that the wheel, that the tread actually is not the same distance from the center point of that tire all the way around the tire. So what I'm saying is it has a radial runout, and it may be an eighth of an inch. But that eighth of an inch could cause problems depending on the vehicle that it's on and the weight of the tire and the weight of the vehicle. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New coronavirus infections rose over the past week in 19 states while holding steady nationwide. The biggest improvements were in Arizona and Nevada, both of which saw new cases drop by about 45%. Michigan, on the other hand, took the biggest step backwards with a 50% rise in new cases. It should be noted vaccines are growing a whole lot faster than cases and will ultimately bring an end to this pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki avoided questions about Joe and Hunter Biden's ties to Russia as evidence continues to pile up. The wife of Moscow's former mayor paid a company associated with the president's son $3.5 million. Jen was asked what the money was for.
Not familiar with that claim. Doesn't sound like it's backed up by a lot of evidence. If you have evidence or specifics, happy to discuss it further.
With hard evidence from the Senate, she continued to dodge the question and Biden's ties to the Kremlin. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
New England Patriots offensive lineman Justin Huron was honored as a hero by police on Wednesday. Last weekend, Huron stopped a sexual assault at a park in Arizona. He said that he was walking around Kiwanis Park around 11 a.m. on Saturday in Tempe. That's when he heard a woman scream for help.
I just knew that someone just needed help. I kind of realized that it was way more aggressive than what, you know, if it was a couple. It was way more aggressive than that, and so I just knew that in that moment I had to go, and had to put a stop to it. I'm a football player, so I'm kind of big, and I try not to be too aggressive with individuals, knowing that, like, I could potentially hurt somebody. So, but I do have a very loud voice, and so all I did was just yell, tell them to get off of her, and then yank them off, and then I told them to sit down.
Mr. Huron, a six-round draft pick in 2020 out of Wake Forest. Let's get an update on the North Korea missile launch. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
South Korean officials say that the North Korean military have test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second time the North Koreans have launched a weapon in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning local time. The South Korean government and the Pentagon are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well. The launches are believed to be the first missile tests from the regime since 2019.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day I've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, roughly 50 years ago, I was trained how to balance tires. And something else I was trained about, and that was the amount of weight. So let's say we've got this tire, and I mounted a brand new tire on the wheel, and I put it on the balancer, a static balancer, and I'm looking down, and gosh, it's taking 6 ounces, 7 ounces, 8 ounces of weight. It's a lot of weight. And you can see these when you look at these strips, these wheel weights that are curved to match the rim of the wheel. And you can see how much weight is being added. Now, if you add a lot of weight, that means the tire is really out of balance. The tire and wheel assembly are really out of balance. And here's what I was taught. And it's absolutely correct. If you see a situation where the wheel tire, you know, you just got done mounting this heavy tire on this heavy wheel and you put it on the balancer and, gosh, it looks like it's going to take a lot of weight to balance this. What you do is you mark the tire and the wheel and you dismount it. You don't balance it. You take it off the balancer and you take the tire and you loosen the tire from the wheel and you rotate the tire 180 degrees. And the reason for that is that that large amount of weight that the wheel balancer says that you need to add tells you that the heavy spot of the wheel is lined up pretty well with the heavy spot of the tire. Now, if you rotate the tire 180 degrees from where it was, you'll put the heavy spot of the tire opposite the heavy spot of the wheel. And by doing that, the wheel will be better balanced to begin with, before you add the weights, and then when you add the weights, it'll be way better balanced. Kyle, any of your comments?
No, you're absolutely correct, Vince. That's a, I've done that myself. If you've got way too much weight on the on your tire, you're not going to get near the life out of it. Even if you can get it balanced with a whole bunch of weight. The other thing about the runout that you mentioned before, boy, have I seen that before. I've seen a brand new tire, and like you said, this thing was probably, if once you got it on there, I'll bet it was at least a quarter of an inch run out from a brand new tire. Now, it did balance, but and I wasn't the one doing it at the time because I was the assistant manager, but I was watching this guy, and he was, and he just couldn't hardly believe, because you could see it with your eye. And he just couldn't hardly believe it, but it balanced. And so, of course, he just put it on there and went ahead and did it and sold, you know, went ahead and sold it. But in my opinion, when they have that kind of run out, even if you can get them balanced, that's going to, the belt on the outside of the tire in, I mean, that's on the out, inside of the tread, but, it's on the casing, inside the casing. I think eventually there was something cast wrong with that, and it's going to eventually cause that belt to separate and give you problems where the tire will be ruined.
Yeah. And how many guys that mount tires really pay attention to the radial runout and the side runout? Now, people, when they first meet us, they go, gosh, you guys take forever. What's... You know, how come you can't do it the way the other guys do? They can just get four tires mounted, balanced, in and out, the whole job in an hour. Takes you guys a couple hours. What's with you guys? You slow? Well, it's because we pay attention to all of these details. We literally look and measure the radial runout, the side runout, the whether the wheel is bent. And we look at all of these measurements, and we measure them very carefully. And when we're done... When we're done with a set of tires, that car rides like a brand new car, literally, because the owner of the car has never had tires mounted and balanced properly in their life, because generally speaking, the guys and gals that mount them don't pay attention to these details because it's a production system. Hurry, hurry, hurry. The boss doesn't want you taking 2 hours to do something that you could bang out in an hour. Because he'd be paying you 2 hours worth of labor for that. And, you know, that's money. So they don't like it when you do it that way. But we're not really in it for the money. We're in it to do the best job. And, you know, we don't want to be the biggest. We just want to be the best. And Lee Iacocca said that, you know, so aptly. I'm just using his terminology. But, you know, and here's what I was taught at Sears. Day one, the shop foreman put his arm over my shoulder and he said, Vinny, remember this. Maybe the job would be big or small, do it right, or not at all. And that has stayed with me throughout my, you know, 50-plus years after hearing him say that. So that's what we try to do. And We go through the effort of dismounting a tire from the wheel, rotating at 180 degrees if we don't like the amount of weight, if we think that it's taking too much weight. And if the tire wobbles because the wheel is bent, there's no balancing it. I mean, it will never be right. And if you have radial runout, which means that the tire, if you look at from the center point of the axle, spinning that tire, it's oblong. It has a high point and a low point, and it will bang, 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 bang with every single rotation. So even though the wheel balancer may say it is balanced, it's still not round. So you need to make sure the tire's round. You need to make sure the wheel's not bent. And when you mount a tire, there are some things that you need to do. And one of the things that we have found is with all of this road salt and beet juice that the county governments are spraying on the roads in the winter to melt the snow and ice, those road salts are corroding the wheels. And where the wheel rim meets the tire bead, it is usually corroded. And when you put your new tire on, that rough corroded surface will not allow the tire to hold air. It'll hold most of the air, but not all of the air. And eventually, tires go flat. And that's the symptom of that is when you say, gosh, the tire's flat, and you put air in it, and you look for a nail or puncture, and you can't find one. Because it's not leaking at the tread. It's leaking at the bead where the tire bead meets the rim of the wheel. Kyle?
Yep, exactly true. Yep. And you can take a little soapy mixture and spray that around the bead of the tire, and it will start bubbling. If you put a little bit of soap and some water with a spray bottle, squirt it around the outside bead there where the rim meets the tire, you'll see little soap bubbles starting to pop up and pop if you've got a leak there. And I have found personally that aluminum or magnesium rims are the worst when it comes into salty solutions. They just, for some reason, they tend to corrode even worse than steel, or much worse than steel, is my experience. And the only way to somehow, sometimes, in a steel, it'll work almost all the time, but is to take it completely apart, put the rim up there so that you can get a wire brush. Usually what we did is we always took a wire brush with on a drill motor. This is many years ago, you know, and you got different grinders and stuff with wire wheels, wire brushes on them. And we would take that and wire brush the hit the rim and bust all of the corrosion and the rust and different things that were, you know, kind of stuck to that rim on there. And then usually, if the guy was being pretty conscientious, after he had done that, he would take a spray can of paint and paint the bead on the inside there, that black, and he would spray paint it black. And then after he had wire brushed it, but usually that was if you couldn't get the tire fixed. And a lot of times the shop foreman did not want them spending the time to paint the tire or to grind that off of there. They just try to squirt some stuff in there. There's little sealants that they can put in it that'll help seal that up around the outside edge of the bead. You know, like you said, Vince, it's production when you've got a business to run, and it's very rare. In fact, you're probably the only guy I've ever heard of or seen in my entire life that'll take 2 hours to mount and balance a set of tires. Most of them are 45 minutes to an hour, you know, and they want to get it done and get it out of there.
Well, there's a couple other things. You mentioned painting. And here's what happens. When a customer comes over here, it's our son's business, and it's right here at the farm, and they have to drop off the vehicle, and he'll leave it in the sun for a while and disinfect it and spray it with Lysol and so forth. You know, this is all because of COVID. And they know that they can't wait for it because there's no waiting here. You drop it off, you know, two people come. One drives a car or truck to be dropped off, and then the other person takes the both of them back. And then they come back and pick it up later. But when we look at these wheels that come in, for tires. If we think that there's going to be corrosion, just looking from the outside, we'll tell them that if there's corrosion, here's what this means. This means that we'll take the tire off the wheel, we'll grind it or sand it down or wire brush it, and we do it the same way with an air-driven drill, if you will, with a wire wheel on it, and we'll wear a respirator, and we will grind off or wire brush off all that corrosion. Then we paint it with Rust-Oleum, just the bead where the bead meets the rim. We'll paint that with Rust-Oleum primer for steel or for aluminum, whichever the wheel may be. And then it takes half a day at least, or a full day in the sun, for those wheels to have the paint dry. That means they don't get their car until the paint dries so we can put the tires on those wheels. And that's the only way that we know of that really works to seal the bead wheel point. Now, there is this black goo that some tire shops sell. It's kind of like rubber cement. And it's like that old-fashioned rubber cement, but it's black in color. And you just paint that on the rim where the bead mates with the rim, and it's gooey, and yeah, it'll work for a while, but it's not the permanent 40, 50, 60,000 mile fix. It's a temporary fix, and it's the easy, quick, fast, get the customer out the door method. And the customer never knows that, because the customer is, you know, reading magazines in the waiting room. They don't know what's going on and how bad those wheels are. But that is the proper way. The way that you describe is the proper way, as far as I know, of repairing the wheel so that it has a long-term fix. Any comments?
No, you're correct. That's exactly correct. I've had to do that on my truck rims. There's my neighbor down here who's got a tire machine set up, and I have had one of them that was leaking around the bead in particular. I usually check them anyway, and most of the time when I am changing tires, like for myself on my pickup especially, for some reason, I will wire brush, just with a wire brush, handheld wire brush, not mechanical or air or anything. Even if it's not leaking, I'll wire brush that corrosion off of the inside of the bead or the rim for myself, just to put it in there and make sure that it's as good as it can be.
We come back. Kyle mentioned checking for leaks with detergent. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. And you can all do this. It's real simple.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you would like to ask a question or two or three, and it relates to preparedness, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Kyle's with me. And, Kyle, I really appreciate you teaching this class about tires because, frankly, I have never heard a class taught on the radio at this level about tires. Never. Have you?
Nope. I have never. Well, a whole bunch of stuff we discussed, Vince. Very rarely do you ever, I've never heard anybody talk on the radio. There's YouTube channels sometimes that'll talk about some of this stuff, but as far as being on the radio, you're it.
So, Kyle, here's a couple of thoughts. Now, you were describing taking a spray bottle. And, class, you can use one of those plant-type spray bottles. We bought six of them at Sam's Club many, many years ago in a package, $5.99 for six of them, and they hold about a quart of water. And we have them for different purposes. One is for training the cats, and, you know, when the cats will climb on something that, you know, we set it to a stream, we can just hit that cat from 10 feet away, and the cat will say, you know what, it's really not comfortable being here, so let me jump off. Another thing that we use them for is for mixing detergent, and we set it to a more of a spray, and we mark each one of these with a Sharpie. So we'll say Dawn water. So really what that means is there's Dawn, 1 teaspoon of Dawn dishwashing detergent, you know, hand dishwashing detergent in the quart of water, and we shake it up, and then we spray it, as Kyle was saying, around the bead, where the bead meets the rim of the tire if we're looking for a leak. You can also spray it on the sidewall. You can spray it on the tread and look for a leak. And you can plug the tires if you want, if you learn how to do that. But you can also find a leak where you might not think it's obvious, and that is at the valve stem. Okay? So yep. If you take off the valve cap, you might find a leak there. You might find it around the valve stem where the valve stem mates with the wheel. Kyle, would you describe the procedure that you use for testing to see if the valve stem is leaking? Or the valve, the valve in the valve stem, the Schrader valve.
Yeah, the little, there's a little tiny valve and screwed in there, and it takes a special kind of a little, it's not really complicated, but it is unique. It's the slotted little tiny tube that goes around the top side of the Schrader valve that's inside that valve stem. And so you stick that around that little slot to match up with the part of the Schrader valve, and you can unscrew it. But when you tighten that down, before you add air to a tire, you tighten that down, and then you put air in the tire to air it up. And this Schrader valve allows air in and prevents air from going out. But yes, I when you get done with it, you get some air in it, you get it all set up, you take that bottle that you're talking about, and you'll squirt just a little tiny bit of it in there to that Schrader valve and see if you got any bubbles coming out of that Schrader valve. If you do, then you got to replace it. So be careful when you take those. If it's got air pressure in the tire and you undo the Schrader valve, that's just like opening up a big vent. And if you don't have a hold of it and are paying attention so that you can reach as you're unscrewing it, you can grab the Schrader valve, keeping pressure on the little wrench that you're using to turn the Schrader valve out. You're keeping pressure there so that when you get ready, you can grab that Schrader valve and pull it out of the way, and then get your face, keep everything out of the way of that, because it will really come out of there. It'll whistle and everything else. So you'll know that. But even if you replace the Schrader valve, put a new one in there, and you check it, once you replace it with a new Schrader valve and you put pressure in there and you put a little soapy water on top of it and you see that it's not leaking, take your air hose or something to be able, usually has to be an air hose with enough volume, and blow the air, blow the soapy mixture out of that Schrader valve, and then you put your valve stem on there. That's what I've always done.
Yeah, and so, class, here's several things to think about. If you're as old as I am, almost 70, and you rode a bicycle when you were a child, the bicycles typically came with a valve cap for the inner tube that had this little tool on it, and it was kind of like a fork almost at the end of the valve cap, and they were made out of metal, and you could turn that around and take the Schrader valve, this little valve. And what is that? That's that little valve you push in with your thumbnail or your fingernail and let air out of the tire. That's what we're talking about. That's called the Schrader valve, and you can unscrew that and you can replace those. So if that's leaking, there are a couple things you can do. One is you can take compressed air from a compressor and try to fill that tire valve stem with air and push the tire chuck on off like, and that may blow any dirt that may be causing the Schrader valve to leak. If that doesn't work, then replace the Schrader valve, and they're very inexpensive. You can probably buy 10 of them for $5. We'll be right back talking more about tires.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.